Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hello. Hello. I'm good. Thank you.
Good, good. Obviously, we're just talking to Mary. She's really good at briefly explaining what we do. Have you ever done any advertising for the business before?
Not on Google. I don't. I'm an interior designer, so most of my business is referrals, and I get leads from Angie, and it's generally been cost prohibitive for me to advertise like on Google. But certainly, you can give me an idea of what the price would be, and I can give it some thought. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Sure. Angie's could help. How's Angie's been for you thus far?
It's been good. I mean, this year's been a little bit slow, but for the last 15 years, they've kept me pretty busy.
I hear you.
And, you know, goes from there. But, you know, there's a lot of designers. If you Google interior designers in my area, I live in Palm Beach, County, there's a lot that are going to come up, and I may come up on page three. I'm not going to come up on the first two pages, and I kind of accept that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Unless
you
get somebody to
help you get
there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's the downside. It's like, you know, a lot of businesses are forced to go to Angie's or Yelp, right? In terms of, you know, getting leads or new clients rather than Google, you know, because, you know, they, you know, get hit up by like those companies a lot. So, what our company does is we focus, Laura, on a couple different things. First off, getting you on the first page. Okay. And secondly, not just there, but anytime somebody types in any keywords that relate to Google, we also run a secondary campaign on Facebook, right? So the Facebook platform, anytime somebody like types in interior design keywords in your area, when they log on to Facebook, they'll see a sponsored ad that we'll create for your business, right, to motivate and entice them to want to call you from Facebook as well. Pretty neat, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to see how it would work. I can't believe that no other designers in this area have done this before, and if you work exclusively by area, I don't even know how you're going to be able to work with me, because there's lots of designers where I live.
Yeah. I hear you. I mean, like I said, I mean, I have all kinds of different clients. We have the biggest clients down to, you know, average interior designers. So we work with everybody under the sun. I mean, it really comes down to programming you and getting you the exposure, right? And we make it extremely affordable, right? Right now we're running a good promotion. Like, we'll take care of the website. We even help you with 5-star reviews. And like what you're saying, yeah, how do we help you stand out? Well, we want to make sure we showcase your work, right, that get people to call you other than your competitors. And that's all part of the process of how we'll build you out and ultimately make you successful. So right now with our promotion, like, it covers both Google and it covers, you know, your Facebook exposure and running $100 in retargeting ads on Facebook. So right now our basic package is $299 a month.
Yeah, I mean, I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a lot for me. I'm a very small business, especially given that, you know, there's obviously no guarantee. As a matter of fact, when they find me, when they see my name, who even knows if they call? So that's the problem. I mean, here's the thing with difference between what I'm hearing you say and Angie. I'm an exclusive provider in four different, not exclusive, I'm one of three providers in
I was gonna say,
four towns around where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's right, it's not exclusive, but I'm one of four, so I have three or four. I got a good chance of getting, if there's a lead coming in. On Google, if I type an interior designer, Palm Beach County, there's going to be lots of names coming up, and then who knows if that person's going to call me. So if I was a bigger business, I think I might be a little bit more prone to do it, but as a small business, I'm already spending a lot of money on Angie every month, and I certainly don't get every lead. A lot of them are duds. So that's the reason why I've been hesitant to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm being completely honest with you. That's the reason.
Yeah, well, I mean, where do you think most people go when they're trying to find a business? Do you think they're going to Angie's, or do you think they're going to Google 9 out of 10 times?
I don't know the answer. Probably, maybe both. I don't know. I mean, Angie does a good amount of advertising.
Laura, 93% of the time when people are going to a business, you can Google this, right? There's a reason why Google is the biggest company in the world, right? They didn't get there by accident. Right. They got there because people spend ad money. Right. People get, you know, they spend their money because that's they created the platform. So Angie's, all they're doing is just running ads on Google and then reselling that to you. Right. That's what they're doing. So, you know, they're using Google, but in a different way. Right. They're promoting their website. They're promoting their listing on Google to get traffic.
Right.
But all that traffic's coming from Google. So when anytime somebody types in an interior design keyword, our company can get you on the first page so that people do see you, okay? Yeah, nobody can guarantee you how many calls or how much business or this and that, but, you know, I'm going to put you where people are actively going and putting you in rush hour traffic right now, basically, is what I'm saying. And then if they don't call you from Google, they're going to see an ad that to help stand you out even more, every time that that person logs onto their personal Facebook page, they're going to see your business pop up, right? I don't know if you've ever typed in like something on a Google and then like gone on and watched the YouTube video, Laura, and then started seeing ads for something you typed on the Google. Have you ever had like an experience like that before?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I use Google all the time. The other thing Angie does is they do a lot of television advertising. I've seen TV. I saw a TV ad this morning for it. So I don't disagree with you.
Angie's is okay, but Google outperform. There's a reason why the people on the first page of Google are crushing it right now, and why other people right now, you know, and their businesses are barely hanging on because they're having to go to Angie's or Yelp, right? And they don't take the time to make sure that their presence on Google is important. Like, Google presence is like the number one thing in the modern day age right now, right? It used to be like, hey, back in the day, being on the phone book, then it went to Yellow Pages, right? So I have a client in your state called Stingray Electric. He spends probably over $50,000 a month with me, okay? It's that crazy, right? He spends a lot of money with me. So my point I'm making is, you know, with our $299 package, it'll get you the results, right? It'll get you a healthy, good ROI where you're getting at least 10-to-1, right, on it. So for every dollar you spend, you should be getting about $10 back, okay? So a good ROI, right? Because, again, getting you on that first page, that's half the battle. But like you're saying, well, how am I going to stand out? Well, we got to start working on getting you 5-star reviews, right? We got to start like demonstrating and broadcasting, you know, pictures of work you've done, right? So that people can see you, right? But, you know, you just being on the first page is going to get you results, right? That's where all of, you know, the business comes from. Like people on page 2, page 3, page 10, they're not getting any work because it's all the people that are on the first page that are getting work.
Right.
So, you know, and then the second
thing. I get it, but how am I? Mm-hmm.
What I was saying is the second thing that is, and if they don't call you on Google, that person and how we get you to stand out even more is those Facebook ads that I was telling you about, because we're going to be running targeted Facebook ads for people that are actually typing keywords that relate to your business. They're going to see a sponsored ad that we create on the Facebook platform for them to like look at you and be like, okay, let me call this person. They seem interesting, right? And so we run these targeted Facebook ads by linking Facebook and Google together, right? So we bridge those two platforms into one. But what were you going to say though, ma'am?
Well, I guess what I don't understand is how am I going to, you don't have any other interior designers in Palm Beach County that already have not taken advantage of
Well, it's not that we don't have anybody. It's just that there's room to fit you in, right, onto the first page, right? And that's why you got a call today, because that's what we do. We do first place placement, right? So our company didn't just start doing this, like, last year. You know, we're a 21-year old company. We have 19,000 businesses that bill with us month after month, right? So we can definitely get you the results that you're looking for, because obviously we want to keep retaining your business. We don't put you in any long-term contract either. That's the nice thing. You know how Angie's locks everybody in a year contract? We only ask a three-month commitment from all of our businesses. And then after that, it truly does go to a month-to-month relationship with us. That's how confident we are in our services. So we're very fair when it comes down to it, Laura, where you're going to get the exposure, right? You know, our job is to keep it affordable for you, right, at the end of the day, where, you know, we're going to use two platforms to really promote you and make sure that, you know, you're getting a healthy ROI on a month-to-month basis. And so how we kind of do that is in a couple ways. Like I said, the details, right? The five-star reviews, making sure that you're there. We create a nice website for you, right? We're going to have all of that stuff put together. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, all right, how many leads are you getting and is it turning over a profit? So we track all of information in our app and on our website, right? So that, you know, when we have our monthly call with you and we sit down with you and we're like, okay, we got this amount of leads. How's it going? Right? What areas are working? What areas in your surrounding areas aren't working? Right? And we're constantly making tweaks along the way, right, to help you perform better and better over time as well.
So I have a website already, but it probably could use some updating. But my question is, what first question? What happens to the price at the end of the 3 months? Does it go up or does it stay at $299?
No, it stays at $299. Yeah, so we don't change pricing on you. We don't play games like that. So it really does stay $299. And out of that $299, we're spending $100 in Facebook ads as well. Yes, the emphasis is on Google, but those retargeting Facebook ads, they will bring business in, right? So we're not spending so much where it's crazy amount of money, but we're not spending so little where we're not getting results. That $100 price point is a good, like, median right there. And I have some clients that spend on their Facebook ads. You know, I have a couple clients that spend thousands of dollars on their Facebook ads with us. So, but the nice thing is, it's there to just get you a healthy, good ROI month after month. So we're going to be fishing in two ponds, as I like to say. You're going to be on, you know, first page of Google and then on the keywords that relate to your business. And then, anytime like people in that area and surrounding areas log on their personal Facebook page and that actually type in keywords into your on the Google, those are the specific people that see your ad on Facebook as well.
So obviously if I want to target, you know, maybe 20 miles of where I live, how is something Google is so broad? Somebody's going to type an interior designer. Will they do it based on your business address?
So that's how that works. It's going to go based on your business address. So because we have to, like, get this all supplied to Google, right? Like, did you set up an LLC for the business or, like, a DBA or what kind of entity? Okay.
Your
LLC has an address, probably your home address. We're going to hide that address, obviously, from the public, right? We don't want people seeing your home address, but we're going to supply that address to Google. That's what it's going to be based upon, is whatever address you have on your business documents. And so it'll have a bleed out route from there, right? And so usually it's about 20 miles-ish is where it will bleed out, okay? The cool thing about the Facebook ads, though, is we can extenuate that in a further direction, right? And obviously, we're trying to keep this as affordable as possible. So that's why our basic package, right, does cover the A to Z for you, where it will help you get the exposure, get a good, healthy ROI. And that's the reason why you'll stay with us on a month-to-month basis, because of all that?
So the county I live in is very large, and there's parts of this county that are so far away that I wouldn't go to them. I guess it's, you can't, it's like television advertising, just spill in and spill out, and I don't imagine somebody from Palm, let's call it from West Palm Beach, which is like 40 minutes from my house, too far for me to go, types it in. They're going to see my name and possibly call me, and I'm going to turn it down. I guess there's no way to narrow the scope.
Maybe it's like, you know, because there's probably interior designers in that area anyway, so most likely that you're not going to be showing up on that area. Like, it's based on, like, you know, like when a search results, right, happens on Google, right, it goes based on, okay, what businesses are closest to that person, right? And that's what it shows that person, right? And so depending on how many other interior designers are in that area, that's who's going to show up first, right, versus somebody that's farther out, right? So it conglomerates it all into the search query and posts that to the person that's actually actively searching for it.
Because even in my area, there's going to be lots and lots of designers. If somebody
puts in
Delray Beach, Florida, interior designer, Delray Beach, Florida, there could be 15 names that show up. I've never done it, actually. I'm going home now. I could probably try it.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah, but no, definitely. I mean, on the first page, there's not going to be 50 showing up, though. Like, the first page, there's only, like, 5 on the map section, and then there might be some people at the very tippy top that are running, like, sponsored ads, right? And that sort of thing. So what we're going to do for you is make sure that you show up, right? And that you're getting, like, the business from the search query. And it's very simple. We just got to get you to the first page. And that's what we're going to work on and get you there, right? And ultimately have those Facebook ads as well, helping and assisting in addition to that to act as a secondary, so that you do get results on a month-to-month basis.
So you have somebody that will help with the website and help with creating the ads and all of that, and that's all part of this $300?
Yeah, great question. So, yeah, so you kind of just kind of led to my – so, like, for instance, in Delray, right, in Delray Beach right now, okay, the people that are showing are Delray Beach Interiors, right? Interiors by John Ryan and Linda Labe Studio, right? Those are the three that are showing on the first page of Google for interior design.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So obviously we want to get you there. That's what we're talking about. Okay? How it works is this. I have a team of people. There's thousands of people that work for my company, Laura. We're a multi-billion-dollar company. We got something like – Google's number one SEO company, to be straight, right? Extra Space Storage, which is the biggest storage unit company in America. They have 4,400 locations as our client. I can see here, like I said, Stingray Electric, which is in your state. He's my client. He spends over like $50,000 a month with me. And point is, you know, we're going to have somebody at a team of people working on your account. So as I always say, your account goes like through like a conveyor belt with us. Okay. The first step is I assign an account rep. Their job is to make sure all the grunt work is being done, like your website, your ads being created, right? Including the Facebook ads, right? All that stuff needs to be done, making sure that we get your Google Business Profile established correctly, all the pictures that, you know, we're going to be needed. If you have great before and after photos, we would love to get that. You know, one thing I, you know, talk about is getting a photo of you, like, either working or, like, you in, like, a logo or, like, you, like, a professional photo of you, right, that we use, like, and demonstrate that all over the place, like, not only, like, on your website, but on your Google business profile where, like, you get all your 5-star reviews. That's the Google business profile, right? And on your ads, like putting a face to your name is very important. Okay. Everybody
yeah.
has a name
yeah.
of a business and a logo out there, but how do clients stand out? Well, having a good photo of themselves, right? Like that's how people stand out. Right. And I've been working very heavily over the last few months now to really push this concept moreover. Because, you know, just having a name and a logo, like you said, everybody's got that, right? How do I stand out from all the businesses? Well, let's get a photo of you working, right? Or something like an action photo of you, right? That we really push. That's how you'll stand out, right? Other than just a name and a, like a logo. And that makes sense, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So those little
okay.
inches.
Yeah, I have a photo of.
Yeah. So
sorry?
those inches, like with you, like not just that, but like having your name like on a polo shirt, right? You know, and then like, you know, we take that photo, like, you know, some of my guys have a van wrapped, right? But like there's different things that we can do, but ultimately it's just having that one solid photo of you. Right? Not just like a real estate, like professional photo kind of thing, but more or less like, you know, more like where you're actively involved in something, whether, you know, you're working, whether you have a clipboard in your hand, right? Those little things, right? Ultimately
right,
make you stand
right.
out. Okay. And
right.
so that's like those things, but yes, your account manager that I was assigned, their job is to make sure they gather all the paperwork from you and all the stuff that I'm talking about from you, right? And make sure all the details on our team is being done and the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, right? And then between all that, Laura, right, that's how you're going to be successful. So once we get your website done, right, you're going to take a look at it. You're going to be like, okay, I want this change, that change, or I like this, but I don't like this, right? And we're going to make sure that, you know, we constantly redesign the website. You know, the more before and after photos you can supply to us on a month-to-month basis, that's going to be extremely helpful. You using our tools, right? We have a great platform for you in terms of being able to keep scaling your business. First off, right, it's going to help you get 5-star reviews. All your past clients that you've done business with, you're going to be able to simply put that into our system, and it's going to send them automated text messages to get you 5-star reviews, okay? Any future jobs, it's going to help you with that. So obviously that's very important, right? Standing out, right? We need all these 5-star reviews to like start going at it. So that's important. Secondly, all the calls are recorded. Right. And then we even put a tracking phone number on everything. So we're like on your Google profile, on your website, on all the ads that we run, we put like a, as I always say, like a 911 type of tracking phone number. It knows exactly where that person lives. It knows all the analytics about them. Right. And the reason why we use this tracking phone number is we want to see what areas are performing that are close to you. We want to see, you know, how well, you know, your ads are doing and where the lead ultimately came from. Did it come from Facebook? Did it come from Google? Right. And that's going to give us all these analytics on a month to month basis. On top of that, all your calls are recorded too. And you can access all your leads, all the calls that have been recorded, right, from our tools to help you stay organized and ultimately, you know, see like how everything is performing. So your account manager as well with me, we're going to be in touch with you on a month-to-month basis, right? Obviously, we want you performing,
right.
You know? I have personally over 1,000 clients now, right? So, you know, that's why I ultimately give you somebody dedicated on my team so that communication is being done, right? And that you are getting the service and that we retain you on a month-to-month basis.
I get it. Can you put everything we talked about? Do you have like a something you can email me so I can think about it, review it, all that stuff?
Absolutely. Now, we are calling interior designers right now because we are trying to fill this placement, right? So if you do want to take advantage of this, please let me know because we're going to continue to keep calling interior designers until we get it filled. and my team's really good at, you know, getting people for me to talk today and that. So, you know, this will definitely grow your business and get you there. So, what's your email? And I'll go ahead and shoot you out an email.
It's Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Mindell, M-I-N-D-E-L-L, at comcast.net.
So right now, what are you spending a month with Angie's?
Well, I have a different, I've been there for so long that I have a different deal than the people that have just signed up. I pay by the lead. I don't pay a flat fee per month.
Okay. What are you spending? What's your typical month cost, would you say?
Maybe $400. Okay. You know, again, I pay by the lead. So I put a cap on what I want to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's generally been very good for me, although I have to be honest, the last, I would say, 3 months, the leads have been kind of duds. So I pay whether I get the business or whether I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I put a cap of, I think, around 400 a month. So that, so you can appreciate that adding 400 plus 300, you know, $700 a month is a lot. It's not a lot if I get a couple of good jobs. It is a lot if I don't get anything, but I understand you got to spend money to make money, so I'm open to open to the proposition.
Yeah. The good news though is that,
you know, obviously I've been
the good news is you could always reduce your ad spend with Angie's too to help afford to pay for this. So that's, you know, good.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely got a healthy, you know, expenditure. I mean, $400 a month is definitely not, you know, it's not super low, but it's not, you know, crazy either. So you're actually at a decent ad spend on a month-to-month basis, right? I mean, it's really going to come down to, like, how much you want to grow, you know. You getting yourself on Google and getting, like, a healthy thing like this going, this is going to move you in the right direction finally, right? I'm not saying you haven't been going the right direction, but this is going to get you to where people are actively going to search for businesses. Google gets more traffic and more, you know, search results than any other platform, right? It blows Angie's and Yelp.
No, I get it.
Yeah, so...
I get it because I use it myself. You don't have to sell me on Google.
Yeah.
Use it myself.
So the problem is most people, though, like, you know, they end up, Laura, doing Google last. Like, in your case, like, look at how long you've been in business and you haven't even, like, really sat down and got a team to, you know, get you there. So that's the problem that most businesses, you know, end up in is they just stick to the Angie's or the Yelps of the world. And they only go so far in terms of, like, actually growing their business. But, you know, us being able to get you there, that's going to take you to the next level. I mean, your exposure and the amount of phone calls and the amount of, like, business opportunities that are going to come by being on Google is going to quadruple, right? That's how good Google is, right? So, but I'll go ahead and
see
you out
there.
I
guess the proof is the pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Put me on the email. That's... Give me your contact information.
Yeah.
And I will definitely think about it and get back to you as long as you put your info in there, and we'll see.
Yeah.
I
so what I'll do is I'll – let me ask you this. Is this something, like, you see yourself, like, wanting to do, or, like, because I'm just trying to figure out if we should keep calling interior designers or if this is something that you're seriously considering. That's my main question.
Yeah, but – no, I'm definitely considering it, but I don't – I think – You should keep on calling people. I have to see it. I have to think about it. Call people and
But once you get it filled up, man, here's the deal. Like, if you really want to do this, just let me know because I mean, my team will have this filled in like a day or two. That's how quick we move. So, you know, but like I said, go through my email and then if you're serious, just get back to me and then we'll just pick it up from there.
Okay. You got it. Thank you so much.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
Thanks, Beth. Okay.